FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Tasha Layton, How Far Doe with Lita Scanlon, Mac Powell, 1991. Liam and Fred with you at 720.
Weather-wise, partly sunny today, high 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 49. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-60s. Over the weekend, clouds and rain turning into just clouds Sunday evening. 54 is the high for Saturday. On Sunday, 60. Currently in Harrisburg, 46 degrees. In Lancaster, 43.
Our friend Diana Volo is with us. She's the founder and executive director of Swan, Scaling Walls a Note at a Time. Good morning again, Diana.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. I love what you're doing with Swan. Tell everybody what you guys do.
Well, Swan was founded to help children specifically who are affected by parental incarceration and the resulting trauma.
Yeah.
And we help them and we serve them by providing free music lessons, performance opportunities, and mentoring. And part of that mentoring involves the spiritual development part of it, which is sharing the Bible, the gospel, and praying with our students. But the School District of Lancaster, where we teach, has partnered very well with SWAN, and they're providing their mental health counselors, who also teach trauma management classes to our children, all within the SWAN program.
Yeah, I love that it's kind of the way it is all working together. I love that.
It does. So when our children come, it's as an after-school program, either after school hours or in the summer when we have our summer camp. They'll be scheduled for a private music lesson, a group lesson, singing and dancing. But they'll also get a Bible class. They'll get trauma management class. And if they have any particular heavy needs, you know, things that are troubling them, they have a mental health counselor there available at all times.
Love it. You must have great stories about how students' lives have been impacted.
Oh, we have many impact stories. I can share how it's impacted Alex's life.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
We had a group time with our students where the teacher was just trying to start a conversation. So he said to the children, hey, what's the one thing that adults do that bother you the most? They were very happy to talk about that.
Imagine.
So Alex said the thing that bothers him the most about adults is when they tell him to settle down because he can't. He said, I can't settle down. He is autistic and his mind flits from one thing to another constantly and he has trouble staying still. Well, we started teaching Alex private viola lessons, and to his amazement and to ours, he said that when he plays the viola, his brain only focuses on playing the viola.
Wow.
He calms down.
Yeah.
And for him, it's the whole experience of feeling the wood of the instrument, of feeling the instrument vibrate against his body. He loves the way the hair on the bow it feels when he draws it across the string. And he loves the sound.
Yeah.
And so because his mind just focuses on that, which was a real surprise to him and to us, he's learning so quickly, and
sure,
it's something he absolutely loves. And you know, even when he performs, he's not nervous because he loves to do it so much.
Yeah.
So it has been life impacting.
I love it.
And changing for Alex.
So what does it look like? What part of the school day do the kids get together, or how? Tell me some of the everydays of it.
Well, many of our classes occur for that hour after school from about 3:15 to 4:15,
right,
where they'll have group lessons. But where the school district has partnered with us is that we have an extended day program that runs from 3:30 to 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
And so we're starting that for some children that can then, like I said, have a private lesson, a group lesson, a singing lesson, Bible class, and a trauma management class.
Wow, that's great that
we also have.
Go ahead.
Oh, we also have that during the summer because we run a six-week, full-day summer music camp.
It's a safe space for them to really be healed, to branch out, to enjoy themselves too.
Oh, yeah, and to find their voice.
Yeah.
Sadly, you know, when any of us experience trauma, we can lose our voice.
Mm.
And children in particular, they can't fight when they experience trauma. They can't flee. They have to sometimes become invisible.
Yeah.
And music is one of those arts where, you know, you can express yourself without words and with words. And then, you know, it's just so beneficial because it's calming emotionally. It really does help to stimulate them scholastically. Their grades usually go up.
Right.
course, socially, it's a social art.
Yeah. How about when they get together, if folks are listening, you say, how could we have Swan for Kids come perform at our retirement home or at our church or wherever? How can they get in touch with you?
Oh, we would love for you to get in touch with us. We're info@swan4kids.org. So that's info@swanforkids.org.
And I love your website. It looks so cheerful and happy. I follow you guys on Instagram. You do such a great job of just showing what the kids are doing and showing the joy they're getting to experience.
Oh, and we'd love our listeners to check us out there. They'll be able to see the impact that Swan has. Like you said, yeah. There'll be videos of them performing and interacting.
It's great. SwanForKids.org, or you could check out their Instagram and Facebook page as well. You're going to be part of Faithful Give coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. You know, the Faithful Give was founded. It's an online three-day days of giving. So that would be October 15th, 16th, and 17th. And it's for nonprofits such as Swan that have biblical Christian values.
Yeah, you have an opportunity to support Swan and many other Christian organizations from our area there as well. FaithfulGive.org, I think, is that
That's right.
correct? And check out what is happening with Swan, Swan4Kids.org. Diana, great having you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Back to the music we go. Toby Mack, this is Love Broke Through on WJTL. Good morning.